besides feeding millions of people and improving people's lives, the chance to cross-pollinate ideas between countries, to strengthen friendships, to increase understanding, to improve the way we handle animals, basically making a stronger and better trade, which benefits everybody, including our farmers. I think our livestock are some of the best quality in the world. And when they do travel overseas, I think you'll find a lot of people are surprised at how big and robust and how productive they are, which obviously leads to other things like a trade in genetics. But also it gives a chance for our researchers to get over and help people in these countries develop better husbandry techniques to show them how to feed their animals, to improve the genetics. This comes from live export. This comes from people working and trading with each other, trading ideas, becoming closer, forming friendships, and trade is one of the great things that does that.
Now, the live export industry has been around for a long time now, so why does it still seem to be on the back foot and struggling to defend itself in the public sphere?
Olivia, that is a million-dollar question. I think pretty much we need to have a firm leadership position and a plan and a strategic plan to go forward to meet these constant criticisms. Remember, the cruelty issues are isolated instances, but the media seem to be hungry to pick up on any fault of our export industry. The Australian export industry is the top of the tree. It's one of the greatest export industries in the world. We are the top dog, and people will pick us off for anything. We've just got to be prepared for these issues, have a strong plan, talk about all the good things we're doing. Basically, there's far more good in our industry than there are bad things. And that's the important thing to remember.
Now, it's clear that the live export trade is far from a perfect system, even with the introduction of the SCAS animal welfare system. Do you think there's a place for animal rights groups such as Animals Australia to expose these issues of cruelty in the markets we deal with?
Yeah, I think there is. I think we've got to probably grow up a bit in industry and stop attacking the messenger, as Australian farmers have been like to do for many years now. These people are well organised. They have exposed issues of cruelty that have appalled all of us. I think without them, there wouldn't have been these improvements. I think we've got to start working with them. I've indeed worked with many of them in the mulesing situation in 2009, 2010, and they were very keen to see the science about mulesing, for instance, and were quite open to looking at how we're going to deal with the issue. They're intelligent people, you know. They're raising huge funds on the back of supposed cruel live export. We can change it around. Talk about the good stories. Talk about the families are being fed, that have better children, better health. All those things we can talk about. But we're just talking about isolated incidents of cruelty. I think everyone wants to have a better world. Everyone would like to see better outcomes, especially in other countries. And if we could improve slaughter techniques and handling in other countries, that's a win for everybody. And I don't know anybody who's not reasonable who wouldn't want to be part of that outcome.
Now, if the live export trade was to stop tomorrow, what networks behind the scenes do you think would also disappear?
Well, firstly, it would be picked up by other countries that do not have anywhere near the same standards as us. That's for sure. And so you'd see a great backward step in the huge work done by our vets and government officials over the last 20, 30 years in export markets. I think anybody who's talking about closing the trade down really doesn't understand the benefits of a unilateral trade across borders. It's the thing that actually brings us together, allows countries to talk and increase new products. I think people who want to talk about closing the trade down really aren't serious about farming, nor do they really care about farmers. So once you open up a trade with say, the Middle East, they will look at importing genetics, for instance. They'll look at improving agriculture and seed production and fertilizers. So there's huge lots of consultants and extensions down the line how we can go across and help them grow their agriculture. Because Australia's very, very good at agriculture, especially dryland farming. So the benefits flow right through the community to seed producers, right through to stock feed manufacturers, to consultants, to our vets, to our scientists. There's a lot of IP we can impart with these people, and to shut the trade down would probably see all that closed down as well.